Is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's dark 30. I am Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
I'm going to give you something to drink, though. I am here in the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, at the Bermuda Triangle base, Puerto Rico, out here in the middle of the ocean, manning the flagship station. We have producer Sam the Animal Still, and we have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Now, Shelley, over the past few days, world events have been exploding into a lot of confusion and tension, and people are starting to wake up and realize, this could affect the dollar value, especially when Russian President Vladimir Putin has been talking so vehemently about not acknowledging American dollars and switching to the gold standard, and we're seeing already gold and silver prices start to go back up. Isn't that right, Shelley?
Yes, it is.
So now, what kind of talk and discussions are happening in Wright's Coin Shop, and what would you like to tell the billions of people listening to this show right now?
What I would like to say is that if you haven't started, you really need to start now. And I know that we have talked about, come in, call me, we'll talk about what's best, you know, for your particular situation, what makes more sense for you to have. But right now we're in one of those particular times where you should get your hands on whatever you can. Any gold is good gold. Any silver is good silver. Just as long as you can get your hands on something, buy it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's just going to keep going up in value.
It is. And it's going to get harder to get a hold of. There may be times when you can get a hold of one thing much easier than you can get a hold of another, and you may be set on getting that one thing that we don't have much, as much as you want of, but we do have this other thing that's just as great or better. So you need to be, you need to be a little bit open-minded and just realize, you know, it's all good. It's all good, and you need to get it before the supply dries up, and it's harder to get. And then as you finally can get it, you're going to have to pay more. Just do what you can now.
Yeah, I want to ask every single one of you who are listening to this show, who are listening to this program, listening to my voice, imagine what's going to happen if you wake up tomorrow morning and everybody in the news is freaking out because something has happened and your dollar is no longer worth more than 25 cents. So every bit of cash that you have is now devalued to the equivalent of a quarter. And then there's a rush on the banks to get whatever people can, and the banks say, we're sorry, there's been some martial law that has been instituted, or we can't let you withdraw your money right now. And you're just sitting there. You could be a millionaire, but if you've got your money invested in cash, Federal Reserve notes, or in the digital world of the banks, well, you can end up poor overnight. And that's exactly what happened to a lot of people in 1929. At least if you've converted that into gold and silver. You have something that you can put your hands on that is intrinsically valuable. It has always been valuable, and historically it has always gone up in value. So it doesn't matter if you've got $20, $30, and you just want to go and buy one coin, or if you want to go and buy a lot, do what you can right now. That's what I've done. That's what everybody I know who can do it does. And really, I mean, if you've heard other radio hosts talking about this sort of thing, it's for a reason. So how can people get in touch with you guys, Shelley?
They can call us at 828-298-5402, or they can come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And by the way, there's something else I want to mention that I want to caution people about. They will buy gold and silver, and that's great, but then they'll take it straight to their safe deposit box at the bank. And just like you were saying, if they're is a run on the banks, and banks can declare a bank holiday, and those can last for up to 30 days. And not only can you not get your money out, you cannot get into your safe deposit box. So you might want to consider hiding that someplace near and dear to you, not your bank.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And so, you know, again, folks, really, if you don't know anything about this, don't be intimidated. It's very, very simple.
Oh, we make it so easy.
And that's the thing. You know, you're not dealing with some kind of big international conglomerate company. Wright's Coin Shop is a locally owned business in Asheville, North Carolina. They've been in business for over 40 years. You can pick up the phone and call Shelley Wright, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You can go to WrightsCoinShop.com and find a map and other information on how to get there. But for other people who are not on the Internet, how can they locate you, Shelley? How can they find your store?
Who are not on the Internet?
Yeah, if you're not on the Internet, what are the directions to get to Wright's Coin Shop?
Take I-40 and exit 51, turn left at the light, and we're about a mile and a half from there. We'll be on the right-hand side of the road. We are, you know, Sweeten Creek Road, it seems like it's the never-ending road. You have Biltmore Village on one end, and then on the other end, you cross the intersection and you're at the airport. So we're smack dab in the middle of that, basically.
At Rock Hill Road.
Yes, Rock Hill Road is a very good landmark across from the Retro Lube where they have the old-timey police car.
She said lube.
I did. Everybody knows that, where that is.
So we've told people how they can call you and talk to you. Shelley, do you ever do any sexting?
Do I ever do any sexting? Not that I will ever admit on this show.
Really? So you why not? I mean, because, you know, you could tell everybody if you send some, like, little naked pictures of yourself out there when you're behind the counter.
I don't do that. I do not send out naked pictures.
He sounded so grandfather. He's like, do you do any of that?
Do you do any of that sexting stuff?
I do all the time, man. There's in the nanos. In the nether region above that you can't see, in the grid,
there are more naked pictures of Sam out there than there are of him with clothes.
D-pics all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it always goes. Nobody wants to see pictures of your naked, but Sam.
I know.
But they do. Well, Shelley could drastically increase her business if she started sexting customers. And actually, though, if you're going to do this, you've got to be very, very careful because there's a story about a college student in South Carolina who has gotten in trouble recently because of her sexting.
Nice segue, by the way.
That's why I'm the Wizard of Weird. She's a 20-year-old college student. She's been tweeting and doing all kinds of online social media stuff, they say, since, you know, 2009. They say that she posts lots of selfies on Instagram. And from time to time, she shares, quote, cute little nudie pics, end quote, with her man via text. It's becoming more and more regular,
more common. Very common.
Sam does it all the time.
Yeah. Here's why she's in the news. Apparently, she sent a little nudie pic, and it actually it went to her father.
Oh.
Yeah.
These are things you got to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I sent you a link to the Speaking of Strange Drive on my Google, and like, what if I was like, oh, man, what if I accidentally send a link to this folder?
Yeah.
And he's not going to tell me.
He's just going to look.
He's not going to tell me.
So she realizes this, you know, she sent her father a sext, and immediately she freaked out, and it said that she started saying, oh, my God, what did I just do, talking on Twitter about this. And so she's getting all this advice coming in from her Twitter followers and friends, and her father, of course, was very upset about this. And it says here he showed up at her house afterward, and everything went ominously silent. She posted a video of her angry dad walking up her driveway, and then everything went to radio silence. And the next morning, she resumed tweeting, and she said that a lot had hit the fan. That her dad was, quote, mad, mad, mad. Her boyfriend dumped her.
What?
Actually, yeah.
Dumb.
And now she is trying to figure out how to piece this back together. And, of course, she's getting a lot of requests for the actual photos and content to be posted so people can make accurate judgments. But the point is, yes, if you're going to produce something that's sent via whatever media, really – it may not always go to the person or persons who are supposed to receive it. So
you just have to assume that it's out there. And like, if you're using like your Google or whatever, I mean, A, it's on a server, and B, a lot of times if you don't check your settings on your phone or whatnot, it will auto upload them. In some cases, it'll be like, if you haven't paid attention, it can auto-upload them to your Facebook, to your Instagram, to your Flickr.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I know that one.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Public service announcement. You know, even politicians do it.
Anthony
Weiner.
Here's
a story from Seattle, Washington. Headline, naked intruder crashes through door and then recites scripture. It was a little comfort to the residents of a Seattle home when a naked man crashed through their front door and began loudly preaching the gospel to them and then reciting Bible verses and yelling at them to repent. Police say a woman in the home called 911 at 2 a.m. while her husband grabbed a baseball bat to protect his wife and the two young children. Arriving officers found a naked man walking down the street talking to himself. He took off running, and they chased him and caught him. They say they arrested the 20-year-old for investigation and of burglary, and he told them he'd taken LSD and was just tripping his ass off. And so he's now been taken to the hospital and then booked into jail. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, well, why not jump to a story from Florida? And we haven't had a good teacher story in a while, so we may as well do one. And we'll also tell you about another incident in Florida where a public sign was hacked. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
As you stand under the bar lights and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night.
Thank you.
the Dark 30 Hour. Well, speaking of strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is the hour of the show when, well, you should tune out if you don't want to hear about some of the more outrageous and controversial news. It's not for kids, not for the easily offended. These are, as far as we know, real news stories that you don't hear so much about in the mainstream media. And so, well, we consider it a bit of our duty to pass them along to you here late night on Saturday nights, often the more sordid and seedy stuff. And this is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. So thanks, Shelley.
Sordid and seedy.
Yeah, 828-298-5402. And also, it's good to remind all of you at any given time, if you are interested in having your own independent, reliable backup power supply, do what people have done all across the United States of America. Get yourself a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed. Okay, get on the internet, search all you want, and then you will buy a Sunshine Simple because it is what we say it is. Designed by me and my team. Go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the free video, sunshinesimple.com. Let's get into some stories from the great weird state of freaky Florida, and let's go to first Duval County.
Woo!
That was a weak bell. That was a very weak bell.
It malfunctioned.
Florida. This is a story about a gym teacher. And apparently this is a female gym teacher who was also coach for the soccer team. And it says here she has been currently suspended for 15 days without pay amidst allegations that she gave middle school students lessons in twerking. Now, let me pause for a moment before I continue. I know a lot of people who listen to this program probably still don't know what twerking is. That may be hard for you to believe, but, you know, it's a term that I don't think was quite popularized until Miley Cyrus came along. Sam, would you like to explain to everyone what twerking is?
Well, Joshua, I believe it was popular before Miley Cyrus, just in different circles. She gentrified it. She took it away from what it really was. It was a more urban thing, and she really just did it a disservice. Twerking involves a lot of, like, say a young lady were to turn with her back facing you, and then do a jiggle, but it's not so easy. It's not just a jiggle. I mean, it involves a lot of muscle groups. It involves the feet, the calves, the buttocks, and it's a whole thing. You can look it up on YouTube. There's lots of twerking videos.
But the behind gets into a bit of a rhythmic groove.
Yes. And when it's good, it's pretty impressive.
And it's just going up and down, ba-donk, ba-donk, ba-donk. I mean,
ba-donk-a-donk, yes.
Ba-donk-a-donk, yeah. Are you a twerker, Shelley? You ever do this?
That was a guilty pause, is what that is.
Well, yeah, because I'm trying it right now, and I can do it. The problem is when I do this, a lot of other stuff shakes too.
Oh Lord!
So it's not as comfy for me. But so you've done some twerking, I take it, Shelley, right? Or at least tried it out.
Well, you know, we all try things out.
Okay. So it says here, now you might think, well, hey, what's the big deal? It's a gym teacher. She's, you know, she's jiggling her buttocks around. This is not the first time this has been done in history. Problem is, apparently, this took place at the house of one of the players. Yeah. So witnesses at the party told the school board investigators that she was drinking vodka and twerking on both the male and female players and telling them she would teach them to quirk like Miley Cyrus. here it is, the year 2014, so obviously there was cell phone video of this happening, including the teacher getting a lap dance from a student at the party. And the woman who hosted the party told investigators the teacher brought her a housewarming gift of vodka and then drank a lot of it. So right now investigators are saying the teacher's actions show the gross exercise of poor judgment. All right. Next story comes to us from a town called Ruskin, Florida. And this is one of those hacked sign stories. A roadside sign in Ruskin was hacked to say a phrase that has recently been used in an obscene internet meme. I can't actually say this phrase, but for those of us who are on the internet and who are subject to what they call memes, which are pretty much viral videos and things like that, there was a what they call a dubious craze that began, I suppose, earlier this year when a guy uploaded a video and he was pretending to be a reporter who accidentally says about a woman, blank her right in the blank.
Well, could you expound upon that a little bit? I mean, thank her right in the in the noodle. Appreciate her in the best way possible.
That is exactly what it is. Perfect. Amazing. You filled in the blanks beautifully. You should be on Wheel of Fortune, Sam. have you seen this video? You know what I'm talking about, though. Sam?
I don't. No.
I know. Shelly hasn't. She's like squeaky clean. Clean. She would have never been subject to this. But no, it's actually very funny. At first, when I saw this, I thought it was real, and then I realized quickly it looked a little fake. But blank her right in the blank is what this guy says about some woman who walks by, and that kind of like, you know, got forwarded all over the place. So that road construction sign was hacked. And that phrase was popping up on the roadside, blank her right in the blank. And so a woman they interviewed here, and this is a Huffington Post story, says, we were driving, and I look over, and I had to do a double take. And I'm like, what does that say? And I have my six-year-old in the back seat trying to sound it out. So right now they are trying to figure out how this was hacked and trying to correct it. They also say on a side note here, recently when the U.S. lost to Belgium in the World Cup, a man was being interviewed on a Houston affiliate, and he said those words during the interview. So for those of you who are listeners who are more into that kind of internet filth, you'll understand what this story is about. The rest of you can use your imagination or do your own research. Let's go to a story from Dover, Delaware. Mind you, this is the dark 30 hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. A man there is facing indecent exposure charges after allegedly masturbating while naked in his backyard, putting on quite a show for his neighborhood. The man is 56 years old. He was arrested after several female employees of a nearby dental office told police they saw him walking around his backyard naked and masturbating. You know, let me pause for a second. Should that be okay in your backyard?
Well, it depends on where your backyard is. I live in an apartment complex, and now my backyard butts up to some woods. So I think it's fine because, you know, nobody can see me right there. But if your backyard is the parking lot, you know, that's probably not cool. If you live out in the woods, we live in the mountains here. I don't know what it's like down in Puerto Rico, Josh, but do you masturbate in your backyard? I don't know.
I don't have a backyard, so no, I just do it everywhere else.
And who am I to judge?
Yeah, right. Well, investigators say it was easy to locate the guy because the employees knew who he was because he'd left a business card at their office a few months earlier. Hey, it's already time for a break again. When we come back, hey, let's return to Florida, because we have a strange case of, well, a fatal attraction, one of these scary stories, and we know how they go. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Elle lutte, elle se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je fais bloquer l'ascenseur.
What does that mean? Well, it means that we are in safe harbor, and that means we can talk about some of the more sordid and seedy material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So just tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of content, and that's why we bring it to you late at night, presented by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Shelley Wright at Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Let me also remind you, tomorrow night is the big special on the Sci-Fi Channel, Aliens on the Moon, The Truth Exposed. And if you are, if you're not aware of this, well, tomorrow night, July 20th, 2014, is the 45th anniversary of the first manned lunar landing. And so you're going to see astronauts talking about aliens on the moon. You're going to see some amazing footage. And I did not make this documentary, but I was interviewed for it. And hopefully it won't be shut down by the men in black and the government and heavily edited and redacted and you name it, and you'll be able to see some stuff. And, you know, some of it, you look at it and you're like, come on, I don't know. Could this be stretching the imagination a bit much? Or could this actually be some kind of an amazing structure? I mean, you have to realize there is no telescope that currently exists on planet Earth capable of seeing the flag we left on the moon, or any of the other stuff that we left up there. So we have to rely upon this gigantic filter called the government for information. And if they're trying to hide something, well, you're only going to get seepage from that conspiracy. And this is a great conspiracy concept. So if you want to, however, get a sneak peek and you want to see some of the footage that I'm going to be specifically talking about, well, you can see it right now. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And if that site is so slammed that it's you can't get through, well, then go to wishingmachineproject.com and click the news section, and you'll have a backup portal for access, wishingmachineproject.com. Here is a story from Jensen Beach, Florida. Man, she's Shelly's getting good at this now. She's picking up on the cues.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Shelly. Police said a 56-year-old Florida woman attacked a 25-year-old man with a knife after he rejected her sexual advances. The police report says the 56-year-old woman was drinking with the man at her home, and she offered to do the nasty with him. The man said he turned her down and told sheriff's deputies that she then became angry and violent and said, "You're either going to have sex with me or you're going to die. Make a choice." Wow, that's the greatest pickup line in history.
My first time.
You should just try that out in a bar and see what happens, man. I'll provide an assistant with a hidden camera.
I'm not a stunt boy.
And you just go around. You could be the new Johnny Knoxville of Speaking of Strange. You go from bar to bar, and you just walk up to chicks. Doesn't matter what they look like. Doesn't even matter if they're with their husbands. And you just say, "Hey, you're going to have sex with me, or you're going to die. Make a choice."
I do have a friend. He was a little tipsy the other night at a drinking, a watering hole. He's from Miami. They're really pretty girls down in Miami. And no offense to Asheville, but, I mean, there's more per capita in Miami than there are here. And he went up to this girl. He had a little bravado. And he said to her, he's like, "You are really beautiful for Asheville." And she was like, "For Asheville?" He's like, "Well, I'm from Miami." And she turned around and walked away. I think at first she was kind of like, "Oh, really?" And then she realized that he was just being kind of like a little bit drunk. And, she did not give him the numbers. The digits were not.
I don't know.
Good.
He could be on to something, though. Because have you ever seen the movie Magnolia, Sam?
Long time ago.
Okay, one of my favorite Tom Cruise roles is Tom Cruise in this R-rated movie where he is portraying this sex guru.
I already know what line you're thinking of.
Yeah, and he's teaching men how to go out and pick up women.
Respect the blank. Tame the blank.
That's it. And he's just like the most crude, vulgar, just pig you can imagine. And he has all these, like frat boy men who pay $1,000 to attend a weekend workshop where he's out there saying, "Here's how you get the women." And he just says really vulgar stuff. And it's funny because I have a friend who once sent me a handbook. And like a real legitimate handbook that some expert made on how to pick up women. And it said, "Here's the key. Here's what women want. When you approach a woman, it doesn't matter exactly what you say to her. What matters is that you be this." And here's the phrase you have to remember: cocky and funny.
Well,
if you're
they say that if you make a woman laugh, that's like half the battle right there.
Cocky and funny has got that. He says that's the magical formula. So your friend had the cocky part down, but there was nothing funny about it, right?
No, he was just literally being honest. You're better looking down there, but you're pretty good for here. pretty good for here. You know,
if he could have brought it back around with a punchline, he might have gotten
lost it after that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, in this case, have sex with me or die, that never works.
I have tried it, and I can tell you, not as well as you'd think.
The woman allegedly sliced the man's thumb with a hunting knife as he ran out of the house. Then she chased him down the street with the knife and a walking cane. And the woman said, "Fine, you choose death." Well, the man fortunately was able to flag down a deputy in the parking lot of a convenience store, and the deputy said there was a crazy woman chasing the guy trying to kill him. Says she had a knife in one hand, what appeared to be a broken walking cane in the other. They described the woman as, quote, angry, crying, and intoxicated, end quote. Wow, that's how the worst nights ever with women always end up, huh?
Hey.
Angry, crying, and intoxicated.
Or the best nights.
So she was arrested on felony assault, and the man said he could not believe how quickly that whole scenario escalated.
What was that from? They've been showing that trailer for the movie. Like, that escalated fast. That escalated very fast.
Are you attracted to Elvira, Sam?
Well, I mean, the younger me, she brings back a lot of memories. You know, the Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah. I always thought she was kind of hot.
I mean, her boobs were a little big for me. I like them smaller. But she's maintained well over the years, you know.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen
her like... All of a sudden, you just got really quiet. Like, well, I don't know about the boob thing.
You're like deflating childhood fantasies all of a sudden. Well, here's the headline. Elvira actress Cassandra Peterson dishes on her dream date with Elvis Presley.
Hmm.
Before she was the famed 80s horror show hostess Elvira, Cassandra Peterson was a Las Vegas showgirl with big dreams. And while working as a topless dancer, she admits, "I was a big Elvis groupie." Who wasn't, right? But she says, "I got to realize the dream of actually meeting Elvis and going on a date with him. It was a dream come true for me." So, what happened on the date between Elvis and the Mistress of the Dark? She says there was a lot of making out and groping going on. She says, "We had a great time, and, quote, I think Elvis really loved my boobs," end quote. Well, duh. It says the relationship didn't last, but he gave her some life-changing advice. He said, "You don't want to stay here in Vegas. This is not a town you should be in." Wow, how profound. But she said, coming from Elvis, that made a big impact, and he was 100% responsible for her getting out of Vegas and moving on with her career. She moved from Vegas to Los Angeles, and that's where she auditioned for the role of Elvira, and the rest is horror show history.
That brings up two things. Is Elvira, is that from her love of Elvis, maybe? The Mistress of the Dark, you know, the name?
It doesn't say that, but...
Also, and if that's Elvis in Vegas, that's late, mid-70s Elvis, right?
I think it says... I don't know. It doesn't give a year.
Because Colonel Tom didn't have him doing any.
Yeah.
Must have been 70s. He was really into the white cotton panties at that time.
Because she became a hit in the 80s, so that would make sense, yeah.
Really into the white cotton.
Okay. When we come back, we have got the three last stories of the night. One is from Florida. Actually, make that two are from Florida.
Ding, ding.
Florida is back in business.
Woo-hoo!
And there's one that, I don't know, I read this story and immediately I said, I need to find the footage of this. Still looking for it. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strength.
I like the way that you don't talk. I like the way that you don't walk. I like the way you do nothing at all. I like the way you don't fuss and squeal. I like the way your skin don't feel. I like the way you just lay there so still. I'm glad I chose to date you. It didn't take long to inflate you. I wish I'd known you long ago. Molly, you're a thing.
play games with my heart. You're adorable, and you're portable. Polly, you're a babe, you're everything to me.
We're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. And keep in mind, this is the time when we talk about stories that are more sordid and seedy, not for the kids, not for the easily offended. So tune out right now if there's anybody around who doesn't need to hear this sort of thing. I'll tell you two things. Once again, this show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. So be sure to go to WrightsCoinShop.com or call 828-298-5402. And, hey, the weather is gorgeous in Asheville. So go to HauntedAsheville.com and take advantage of our ghost tours and ghost hunts. They were all the oldest and original created by me and my team. So we're going to get through these last three stories here. First one is from Apopka, Florida. A Florida man is behind bars after allegedly rolling back more than low prices at Walmart. After getting his prescription filled for Viagra at the pharmacy and buying condoms, the man left the store and was in the parking lot when things took an ugly turn. They say that he was carrying condoms and the Viagra when he began masturbating in front of a family in the parking lot. It says he got out of his car, putting on a live sex show. One woman called the police. They say that as the cops arrived and began to arrest and book him, he remained aroused.
Does it say what that show entailed? It sounds like more than just one thing. It's like he has, was it choreographed?
I think that depends on who you ask in the parking lot, but we get the idea. How about this story from Indian River County, Florida? A woman there suspected of, well, let me put it this way. She's 42 years old, and she was pulled over in a car along with her male companion because it appeared the tint on their Chrysler was a little too dark green. And then things escalated when the cops asked for a license. The man driving the car said, "I don't have a license. I'm a habitual offender." They realized the woman was shaking, and they asked her if she was carrying drugs. At first, she said no, but then she said, "Okay, I admit, quote, I have drugs all up in my vagina," end quote. They took a latex glove, and they said that apparently she was having an allergic reaction to the foil, and so they were able to remove $3,743 worth of hidden evidence in this woman.
What was the evidence again?
It was cocaine, crack.
Okay, I'm trying to like break it down to see like exactly how many grams we're talking here. At current street prices, Shelly can tell you about the gold. I'll tell you what crack is going for. Let me get out the calculator, the crack calculator.
Well,
it's trading high right now. Trading high. No better time than the present.
And now, if you paid attention to the bumper music coming back in, well, it has a bit of a connection to this story. It's about a 26-year-old former stripper. Her name is Veronica Chaos, and she has been traveling all around the country, maybe even the world. I'm not sure where all she's been, but certainly the country. And she has been taking ventriloquism into new places. Says that she plays good cop, bad cop with her dummy, saying he's the misogynist and I'm the battered wife. The idea is I put up with him because I love him so much. these shows are designed to be obviously creepy. They involve scenarios with Slappy in the role of Willy Wonka.
Slappy.
While Chaos is an Oompa Loompa, or Slappy is Sherlock Holmes, to Chaos is Dr. Watson, or Princess Leia, or maybe Alice in Wonderland.
No Charlie McCarthy there.
But every single time the show ends the same way, she has sex with her dummy. So it says that she has now been even creating customized harnesses that can hold him in particular positions. That is creepy.
Video?
Well, I've been looking. I haven't found it yet.
Got to substantiate it.
I've got a bounty out there on footage of this, so if anybody's got it, go to joshuabwarren.com and send it to me. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to make my friends. You can make me smile.